In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Friday, the 28th of July. Glad as always to have you with us, everybody. Yes, there is healthcare to talk about. Also, though, the Fed, economic growth, tax reform as well. The next big thing the GOP says it's going to try to get done. Seems like five-ish minutes should be good to wrap all that up. What do you think? David Gura is at Bloomberg. Rachel Abrams is at the New York Times. They are both in our studios in New York. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hey there.
All right, Gura. So listen, it's written down, I think, in the Business Reporter's Code of Conduct that we have to talk about the Fed on Fed meeting weeks. Steady as she goes was the message.
I think so. Yeah. We got a little bit more detail on the balance sheet in that we got two new words to describe what they're thinking of doing that's going to happen relatively soon. They're going to start unwinding or normalizing their balance sheet, getting rid of some of the $4.5 trillion worth of securities they've accumulated here recently. They're going to continue to watch or monitor inflation. Obviously, this is something that's still a sticking point for them. The target is 2%, still well below that. And then their assessment of the labor market is it's pretty good. When you look at that overall, it's in line with what they want to see.
Rachel, to the bigger economic picture, we got gross domestic product figures out this morning for the second quarter, 2.6%, which is nifty, but there's a whole seasonality thing and some revisions downward in prior months, yeah?
Yeah, and we also, 2.6% is nice, but it doesn't mean that it's going to be sustained. It doesn't mean anything about the long term. And 3% is typically the goal. And typically, the beginning of the year, it's slow growth. Right about now, it picks up a little bit, which is what we're seeing. And then it kind of topples off at the end of the year. So there's nothing to say that we're not going to see that. And this isn't normal, although it gives Trump, the President Trump, a little bit of a win, you know, at a time when he's facing some other kind of embarrassing defeats out of Washington. So,
yeah. Speaking of interesting things going on out of Washington, David, do have to mention that as we were walking into the studio here this afternoon, it crosses the wires. Actually, that's not true. It crossed in a tweet from the president it's an official
new wires.
From the White House.
Yeah.
That's what they say. That Reince Priebus is out as the White House Chief of Staff. General John Kelly, the Secretary of Homeland Security, is in as Chief of Staff. This is clearly an attempt to bring order out of the chaos that has been the White House, yeah?
Yeah, I've interviewed him. I've interviewed General Kelly when he became Secretary. So yeah. Secretary Kelly, he's a very intense guy and a guy who is very eager to talk about how he took this position, the former position, out of duty. He was asked to be head of the Department of Homeland Security by President Trump, having never met him before. This came about kind of suddenly for him. It makes sense for me. He's an intense guy. He seems well-liked by those who have worked for him. And this is certainly a radical change from having somebody who headed up the RNC, having a guy firmly in politics running the White House as Chief of Staff. This is going to be something entirely different.
Yeah. Rachel, to your point about 3% GDP growth, which is the thing that the White House has been talking about. David had Budget Director Mick Mulvaney on Bloomberg Television this morning in the pouring rain outside the White House. And Mulvaney said, first of all, yeah, we're still counting on 3%. But then he said, and David spun the conversation to tax reform. And David said, so where are we on this? And Mulvaney basically said, everybody in Congress and our negotiators from the White House has agreed we're all on the same page moving forward. Do you buy that, I guess, is the question.
I think it's hard to imagine we're going to see something anytime soon on tax reform. I think that there's a lot of – I think we were supposed to see something this summer. Now we're supposed to see something in the fall maybe. But given all of the problems that the Republicans have had getting health care off the ground, I think that there are some concerns that we're really going to be losing momentum on something like tax reform, which nobody seems to be able to agree even what to cut the corporate rate, what to cut – how to make it simpler for individuals. So I am skeptical that we're going to see anything – tomorrow or maybe even in the fall.
Well, David, he promised the end of the year, didn't he?
He did promise the end of the year. We'll see what happens. You know, I'm struck by how little information we got this week. There was a lot of dissatisfaction when the White House first handed out its plan for tax reform a few months back. It was a page long. We got another page yesterday. Indeed, some others signed on to it, leaders from the House, leaders from the Senate as well. And there was some agreement here not to pursue the border-adjusted tax. But
right.
This is hardly a thorough plan for tax reform.
Rachel, a very quick swing past American manufacturing on the way out. Big news this week in Wisconsin. Foxconn, the electronics manufacturer, most notably for Apple, is going to build a plant there, as many as 13,000 workers, but with heavy subsidies from the state and the tax base there.
Right. And I think the concern there is that I think it's, what, $3 billion in tax credits or some kind of subsidies to the company. And you're creating, I think if you do the math, you're paying something like, I've seen different numbers, $100,000 per job, but each job might only be paying $50,000-something. So you're paying a lot of money to bring in jobs that won't necessarily kind of go back into the pockets of the taxpayers paying them. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of concerns that this could be something that, of course, it sounds really great, American manufacturing jobs being created, but at what cost, to your point?
Right. Never a dull moment in the politics of the American economy. Rachel Abrams at the New York Times, David Gura at Bloomberg, both of them in New York for us today. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Kai.
Thank you.